vive la acción, la pasión, el drama de los creadores de los más icónicos en tus pelis favoritas. Llega el As Featured in Meal. Ordena el As Featured in Meal y escoge entre un Quarter Pounder with Cheese, Big Mac o McNuggets de 10 piezas para acompañar unas papitas medianas, Sweet and Sour Sauce y una bebida. En carteleras ahora. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. En McDonald's participantes por tiempo limitado.
Last year, over the last 2 months of the NFL season, there was no team in the NFL that captured the hearts and infatuation of more fans who had no dog in the fight than the Detroit Lions. They didn't even make the playoffs, but they spoiled the Green Bay Packers on the final day of the season at Lambeau Field, and they are the hotness. Maybe that's because their play-by-play voice is a very handsome, debonair gentleman named Dan Miller, who joins us on the Adam Gold Show. It could be you. You could be the reason.
I don't think I'm at the top of that list, AG, but it's good to talk to you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. So how has the team, because there has been a lot of hype and expectations, how has the team dealt with it, and how are they poised to take advantage of it in about 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, you know, I think they realized, because obviously that was a big topic of conversation, in particular at the very beginning of camp, and I think their attitude correctly is, they haven't done anything. They haven't made the playoffs. They haven't won a playoff game. They haven't done a thing. So, look, when they get to Kansas City to open the season on September 7th, there's not going to be 10 points on the scoreboard because people think they're good. You're going to have to go out there and earn everything. And this is a team that, you know, they remember the sting of starting 1-6 last year,
yep,
which is ultimately what cost them a chance to get into the playoffs. So I think it's a group that understands the difference between winning and losing in this league isn't all that great. And if you're not careful and you don't handle your business, then you're going to end up with a slow start. They don't want to do that again. So I don't think those expectations impact their approach to getting ready or playing the game or anything. But I do think they have some confidence in who they are based on the way they finished last year.
Dan Miller, the voice of the Detroit Lions, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. That's a lot of expectation as well, and you heap the fact that they're opening in Kansas City against the defending champions on Thursday night, 2 weeks from yesterday. I don't know, is that almost a free shot?
I think it's a compliment. I think it's the league kind of giving them, look, the league wouldn't put them there if they thought they were going to lose 45-7, which probably would have been the case for some teams in the past.
Yeah.
From Detroit. So I think they take it as a compliment. But look, I think they also take it as a challenge. Is it a free shot? Look, I don't think many people expect them to win, but I think if you asked any of them, look, most games in this league are winnable. Most games in this league are within a score or so in the fourth quarter. Is Kansas City cut from a different cloth? Yeah, but it's not like they're perfect. You can go in there and find a way to win, and I think that's the way they're looking at it, is let's attack this thing. I think they like the fact that, you know, Kansas City won't have anything on tape from them in terms of how they want to do things on defense, which will be a different look this year with some different guys, in particular in the secondary, and getting some guys back on the defensive line. So, look, it's a game that not a lot of people are going to be expecting them to win, but you've been doing this a long time, mm-hmm, and you know these guys' attitudes. That's that they're going to go in there with the belief that they can.
Oh, it's already built in. It's baked into the cake. Nobody gave us a chance. It is the perfect way to be an athlete. You already have the media against you. Dan Miller, the voice of the Lions, is with us here on the Adam Gold Show. A couple of years ago, it was easy to poke fun at Dan Campbell for the "we're going to bite their kneecaps off." It was so easy. But there was something endearing about that. And I think a lot of people, myself included, immediately started to root for that guy while at the same time making fun of the comment. From afar, it's an easy thing to poke fun at. But is he not the perfect coach for that team?
No, and yeah, and I think we knew that, at least in theory, that day. And the unfortunate thing, Adam, and you know how this works, is that was literally 20 seconds out of a 90-minute press conference.
Right.
And in talking to, look, we've had a lot of press conferences for new coaches and managers and things like that in Detroit. We've been through them, whether it's the Red Wings, Pistons, you know, Tigers, or Lions. We've been through them. And you know, I'm on a thread with a bunch of, you know, crusty writers who don't normally hand out a lot of compliments. And the belief was when that was done, that was the best introductory press conference any of us had seen in a while. I mean, he got up there and basically said, I'm not going to feed you a bunch of BS because you've heard that too often. Here's what it's going to take. Here's how we're going to do it. And just laid it out. And he's got an everyman type of way of doing things, but that's exactly who he is. The guy you saw up there on that podium is the same guy that will walk out on that field tonight, is the same guy that stands on the podium after every game, and the same guy that if you were standing off talking to him in the corner, that's who he is. He doesn't change. And I think that consistency works well with the players, and that's one of the reasons that he resonates with them so well. But, yeah, I mean, look, it was a bit of a punchline, but I think for those of us that were present, it was unfortunate because it was such a small part of it. But we all get it. I know how the business works.
Yeah.
It was the soundbite everybody loved. And, you know, but that is Dan Campbell. I mean, that's who he is. And, you know, hasn't talked a lot about kneecaps since then. But the attitude and the inspirational nature that he hasn't changed.
Dan Miller is with us, Lions voice. Lions and Panthers tonight, 8 o'clock kickoff, 7 o'clock. If you're listening in Raleigh, 7 o'clock right here on 99.9 The Fan. Authenticity goes a long way, and it resonates most. Forget about what fans think or what the media thinks. Authenticity resonates with players because we have a head coach for the Carolina Hurricanes who is as authentic, not just with me or with fans, but with his players. And those guys would do anything for him. My guess is Lions players feel that way about Dan.
They do, and they know exactly where they stand, and there's no BS. And he will basically just tell them the truth, and I think they appreciate that. And I think they appreciate the fact that he's approachable, he's open. And look, it wasn't that way when Matt Patricia was here, the previous coach. And I think the guys that were here as holdovers, and that becomes less all the time, but the guys that were here saw the difference in that right away. And it's Adam, really, it's the entire organization has changed because when the previous regime was here, it was fractured and you had a huge division between football and everybody else. And everybody else was kind of the belief that they didn't matter because that's what emanated from that group. And that you can't win like that. It's got to be one organization pulling in the same direction, whether you're talking media relations, community relations, sales, sponsorships, whatever it is, everybody's got to feel like when they show up at work that they're valued and they're important, and that permeates everything. And this group has done that. And I've been around this organization for 27 years, and with the understanding again that they have not done a thing and they still have to earn something or anything that they get, this organization is in the best place culturally and just from an operational standpoint that it has been in any of those 27 years that I've been here. So he's a big part of that. Brad Holmes is a big part of that. Sheila Hamp, the owner, is a big part of that. Rod Wood, the team president, Mike Disner on down. It's everybody working together, pulling in the same direction and doing it together and not making, you know, half the organization feel like, you know, they're throw-ins when they don't really matter.
At Dan Miller, Fox 2 on X, you said 27 years you've been around this organization. Did you say that just to make me feel old? Because I'm curious. Because I know our relationship goes back beyond that. And
well beyond it.
You just smacked me in the face with a 2x4 by saying, you still look incredibly young, Dan Miller. Talk to me about the reclamation project that is Jared Goff.
Well, I mean, thank you, and TV makeup is great. But, no, I think that, look, I think Jared Goff was shell-shocked for a while. I mean, he got shipped out of L.A., dumped by the team that he had come up with and gone to a Super Bowl with. He gets traded to Detroit. Midway through his first season in Detroit, they're not winning. The guy he got traded for is, I believe, unbeaten and leading candidate probably at that point for MVP of the league. I think he was just in a bad place for a lot of reasons. And then I think it started to get comfortable for him. And it got better towards the end of year one. And it got worlds better in year two. And I've talked to Jared about it. And he has said, you know, it is...
Hey, Carolina Panthers fans, Chris Lee and Dennis Cox here.
We're excited to offer you all the inside information on your team with the newest member of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network, Panthers Playbook.
Twice a week, we'll keep you updated on your Carolina Panthers. We're talking about locker room insight, exclusive interviews, and of course, in-depth looks at all of the Panthers' wins.
Touchdown, Carolina!
Panthers Playbook. Download and subscribe today at WRELSportsFan.com or wherever you discover your favorite podcasts.
Pack Therapy is back. It's Tim Donnelly here with your neighbor's favorite Wolfpack play caller, Mike Glennon.
Every episode of Pack Therapy is your chance to get dialed in with inside information on your team.
We'll set you up for every Wolfpack game all season long.
And we'll break down every contest, what went right, and what could have worked better.
Plus, special guests to keep Wolfpack hopes alive.
Follow Pack Therapy wherever you listen to podcasts or listen on WRALSportsFan.com.
A part of his life where he learned he's stronger than he believed he was, and a part of his life where he learned sometimes the thing you think is the worst thing in the world can be the best thing in the world. And I just think his comfort level is so much higher now than it was when he got here, in life, in everything that is going on around him, his relationships. I just think he's a different person, and I can understand where that was. Just kind of a brutal time to go through. And it was, something he hadn't experienced before. So he's in a great place. I mean, look at the way he finished last year, 324 straight passes without the interception. He was playing some terrific football, top five offense in scoring and in yards and things that people didn't expect from the Detroit Lions. And he was a huge part of that. So I think he's in a great place, but I think this is also a massive year for him. And that he has to go out and play like that again because he is up for an extension. And they did draft Hendon Hooker. So if he doesn't go out there and earn a new contract, that could be problematic. But if he plays the way that he did last year or anywhere close to that, because that was tremendous, anywhere close to that, Jared Goff is going to be just fine.
I'm just looking at the lines tonight. The Panthers are 4.5-point favorite. My guess is we're not going to see a lot of Lions starters in tonight's game. What is your intel, if you could?
We haven't seen them yet, and we don't anticipate seeing them tonight.
Okay.
They had two joint practices, one with the Giants, one with the Jags. They really feel like that was the work they wanted to get for their starters. A little more of an ability to direct exactly what you want. You want 2 minute, you do 2 minute. You want red zone, you do red zone. Whatever it is, they feel like that work was good for them. And that's kind of been the MO of Campbell, is not to play the starters a whole lot. They played a little bit in game one last year, but I anticipate this will look a lot like game two. Game two was no veterans, game one, no veterans, game two, he put in select rookies that he kind of put on the ice. And I anticipate tonight you will see, for the most part, no veteran starters, and you won't see, Jahmyr Gibbs. You won't see, Brian Branch. You won't see some of the key rookies that they're looking for to play. Sam LaPorta, big roles. We did see Campbell last game. I'm wondering if they feel like he doesn't need reps at linebacker. Mm-hmm. That's the one key guy that I think you might see is their second first-round draft pick.
All right. Just to get back to Jared Goff, potentially an ACC legend, depending on how ACC conference voting goes and Cal becomes part of this league. So we're all into that. Hey, at some point, you might be an ACC legend because they could annex all schools in the D.C. area. I think George Mason is probably next.
Hey, if we get there, that would be fantastic. Yeah. We're trying to make our way in the A-10. So, it's a different world now, Adam. It's hard when you're a school like that, not to get too far adrift here, but it's becomes a world where you have a good season and you have a good player and he's just going to leave. It's just a very strange time.
It is. It is. It's very much like professional sports is really what it has become. Dan Miller, you are a pro in every sense of the word. Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, at Dan Miller Fox 2 on X. I appreciate your time, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Always good, AG. Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
You got it. Dan Miller. The voice of the Lions. That was like a bucket of ice water.
Oh, no.
Oh, I've been with this organization 27 years. Look, just a little behind the curtain for people, and you may not care, and you don't have to care. I'm not even saying you should care. But when When I first got into this business, Dan's a shade older than me. Dan worked at the same company that I started to work for, which was, back in the day, Mutual Broadcasting, now what we know as Westwood One. They produce a lot of the all of the national football, like Monday Night Football, Sunday Night Football. Westwood One does that. The NCAA tournament, all of this stuff. And Dan worked, he was much higher on the totem pole than I was. Actually, I think it would be lower on the totem pole, right? I think the totem pole, the further down on the totem pole you are, the more important you are.
Oh, no. I would say bottom is worse.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't know how it works. So anyway, pecking order is probably better. Anyway, so Dan was just very kind to me. And when he started hosting a Saturday and Sunday morning show. Maybe Dan just didn't want to talk by himself for the first hour. So I was producing overnights, and I hung around and did an hour with Dan basically every Saturday, or it might have just been Saturdays. I don't think he was dumb enough to do both days. But, yeah, sort of. So you can blame Dan for me babbling.
Thanks, Dan.
For an hour.
Kindness goes a long way.
Dan is one of the best people I know.
El mejor evento de compras en Macy's es ahora. Ahorra un 25% extra en las mejores marcas como DKNY, Calvin Klein, On34th, INC y más con tu cupón o tarjeta Macy's. Además, obtén tus básicos de belleza para el otoño a un 15% menos. Cuidado para la piel, fragancias, maquillaje y más. Y los miembros de Macy's Star Rewards ganan recompensas con cada compra, excepto tarjetas de regalo, servicios y cargos. Descubre más en Macy's.com/StarRewards. Ahorro sobre precios regulares en oferta y liquidación. Aplican excepciones.